Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
So we have been learning the fifth mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillah, for the last few days, and today would be the 24th shir of Sefer HaMitzvahs, corresponding to the Prakim of Ches, Tes, and Yud, 8, 9, and 10. The mitzvah, as the Rambam puts it, is a biblical commandment to daven every day. And the Rambam draws on the Torah's words, Va'avadetem, you should serve Hashem. And the Rambam says that there is a statement made in the Sifri, that Ola Avdai, to serve Hashem, rather than simply a general mitzvah, that means you should serve Hashem through performance of mitzvah, through study of Torah, but it's specific, it's particular. The Rambam says, Va'idamru, it's further stated in the Sifri, Ola Avdai, to serve him, Zet Talmud, this is to study. And then the Mishnah of Rebbe Lezer, the son of Rebbe Yesi Aglili, said, Minayin le'ikir tefillah betecha mitzvahs. How do you know that the primary mitzvah of tefillah is amongst the mitzvahs? Because it says, Es Hashem alikecha tira ve'oto tavod, the Lord, your God, you should revere, and him you should serve. And about this it says, Of Deo b'teirasei, of Deihu b'mikdashe. Serve him through Torah study, serve him in the Beit HaMikdash. So as we've learned before, Nachmanides, the Ramban, sharply disagrees with the Rambam about this mitzvah. The Ramban holds that it is a mitzvah to daven only when we have an Eitzara, only when things are bad. We talked yesterday that the Kina Sofrim answers this, and he says it's not reasonable to suggest that the only kind of need that you have to ask Hashem for is a tzara, is a bad need. But the needs of every day, you shouldn't have to ask Hashem. What's the difference? Every day could be construed as a tzara. For some people who don't have eggs for breakfast and they only have bagels for breakfast, that's a tzara also. And nosata dvarecha l'shiurim, in a sense, it's impossible to qualify this in a ubiquitous manner. Everybody could call a tzara something else. Now the Rambam draws on the Sifri that says, of Deo b'mikdashe, serve Hashem through his mikdash. And he says that means, Kaloimar yosim matarasi lehispalbe, you should place your focus to daven through the mikdash. That means to face the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, v'hispallu el hamakam hazeh, that you should face, you should davening, or your prayers should flow through this place. So the Rambam says that the concept of Deo b'mikdashe, of Deo b'teirasa is certainly a general mitzvah, that a Jew should toil in Torah, and a Jew should work harder to try to understand Hashem's word. Of Deo b'mikdashay, the way the Ramban says, it means serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Do all the things that a person is supposed to do in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're a Levi, you do your job as a Levi. If you're a Kohen, you do your job as a Kohen. If you're a Yisrael, you do your job as a Yisrael. Whatever it is, everybody has their function, everybody has their role to play in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it means you should serve Hashem through doing this. And the Rambam insists, and he says, no, it means daven, and it's telling us that the Beit HaMikdash plays an integral role in our tefillah, in our davening, even though without the Beit HaMikdash. So Rabbi Isaac de Leon in Megillas Esther, his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in which he vigorously defends the Rambam from the various intellectual attacks of the Ramban. So yesterday we talked about the way he answers the question from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't daven for 30 days, which the Ramban says shows you that it's not a biblical mitzvah. And we said, no, he explains that it's a biblical mitzvah to daven. It's not a biblical mitzvah to daven using the siddur. It's not a biblical mitzvah to daven what we call davening. They follow the nusach, the liturgy of prayer. But surely Rabbi Yehuda asked God for his needs on a daily basis. And then the Megillas Esther says, Umasha Omar, this is what the Ramban wants to say, that this idea is only rak-based tzara, that it's only in times of need. He says, when in times of need, there is a specific mitzvah, and the mitzvah mentions trumpets. Mentions trumpets. In fact, Ramban mentions that you're supposed to trumpet out, and the Sefer HaChinuch says you blow trumpets, so you blow a shofar, to create a sense of awe and dread within people so that they should daven and take things seriously. And also it was a way to gather the people for prayer. But the Megillas Esther says there's no mention here whatsoever, not of tzara. It says serve Hashem. It doesn't say serve Hashem in bad times. And furthermore, there's no mention in this pasuk of trumpets whatsoever, whereas in the other pasuk it does mention trumpets. And this, that the Ramban says, that the Sefri's drasha is that you should learn, you should serve Hashem b'limud Torasai u'ba'asiyas mitzvaysav, by learning His Torah and by doing the mitzvahs. And that means avodah, that means to serve Hashem strenuously, to make vigorous efforts. It says that Megillah says that that's not really a question on the Rambam. But the Rambam didn't take that drasha. There are various drashas. We know that the Torah has many layers, many dimensions. And we have a homily that goes one way and a homily that goes the other way. Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're all the words of the living God. They're all Hashem's instruction. They're all the Torah's inspiration. However, when it comes to the pshat of the pasuk, the Rambam chose what he thought was mityashev es be'enov, what was in his eyes more clear, yoyser be'pshat ha'pasuk, what fits more the pshat, the meaning of the pasuk. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says, no, the other drasha, to me, is more straightforward, and it fits in the simple meaning of the verse of the pasuk. But that's not a question. The Ramban can say that, to me, this drasha sings from the pasuk is saying it, the pasuk is expressing it more clearly, I see it in the framework of the pasuk, and the Rambam says, and I see the pasuk differently, another drasha resonates for me. They're both drashas in the Torah. It's all Torah emes, all the true Torah. You cannot ask a question, the Ramban can ask a question, say, ah, you see, it says, avdeo b'mikdashay, that means you should do service in the base of mikdash, avdeo b'limiterasay, you should do serve Hashem through studying Torah and through performance of mitzvahs. That's how the Megillah Sester defends the position of the Rambam. So let's better understand this. What exactly does it mean that we should make the Beit HaMikdash an integral part of our davening? So indeed, in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam explains, what does it mean, Neichach HaMikdash? There are eight details that are required for davening, although if one did them without these details, the davening is still valuable, it's still meaningful, but there are eight details that comprise proper prayerful etiquette for a Jew. One of them is what's called Neichach HaMikdash, to pray in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, which the Rambam says, quoting our sages, simply stated, if you're outside of Israel, you face the land of Israel. If you're in Israel, you face the city of Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, face the Temple Mount of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then the Rambam says that a person who's blind and he doesn't know direction, or somebody who can't figure out which way is, can't look at the sun, it's a cloudy day, or whatever it is, somebody's at sea, and there's a gray sky, and he doesn't have an idea of which way is east, west, south, and north. So then it says, Yichaven libe keneged Hashchina, he focuses, he directs his heart corresponding to Hashem's presence, which you know is eternally in Yerushalayim, and that's how he davens. So what does this really mean? What does it mean when we say that a person should focus his attention and should even pose his body in a posture that faces Yerushalayim? So first of all, it, as we mentioned, it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, v'hispallu el habayis hazeh, that they should daven towards this home. Shlomo HaMelech said that. It's a pasuk. But the Mefarshim and the Rambam explain that the whole idea of focusing in a specific direction really is saying to us that we should remove everything else from our mind. And when we daven, we should focus entirely on the concept, entirely on the notion that we're standing before the Shekhinah. Because we're very physical people, it assists us, it makes it easier if we focus in a certain direction. So we focus to the Shekhinah. Where is the Shekhinah? So it's understandable for a person who lives from the framework of the six-dimensional world that the Shekhinah is in Eretz Yisrael. Israel is the Holy Land, that the center, the epicenter, the spiritual epicenter for the land of Israel is the city of Yerushalayim. And ground zero of holiness is the Beis HaMikdash itself. So the point is not just the posture and your mind should be wandering. The whole purpose of prayer is to focus. And the word kavanah, which is an important part of prayer, is like in modern Hebrew, when you take aim, we say ani mechaven. Person aims his weapon or whatever else it might be, you're taking focus, you become zero in on something, and you focus entirely on that. That's the concept of Neichach HaMikdash. And this is the idea of davening Keneged Yerushalayim. This, the Rambam explains these words in his own Pirush on the Mishnayos, he says, Yifne libe v'raya noisav. This is, of course, the translation from the Arabic that the Rambam wrote it in. A person should turn his mind and his thoughts, v'yachshev, and he should think and imagine to himself, Shaponov keneged kodesh hakadoshim, that he stands in front of ground zero of holiness and spirituality, the Holy of Holies. That's how a person prays. That's how a Jew should pray. And it's very interesting that another one of the eight things is how you're supposed to stand. First of all, you're supposed to be standing. Second of all, you're supposed to be putting 2 feet together. And that's called tikkun haguf. B'chaven esraglov zoy b'tzad zoy, in the language of the Rambam, you put your feet one against the other. And he says you put your eyes down and your heart is focused on high. Ki'ilu ho'oimed b'shamayim, says the Rambam, as if you're standing in the heavens. So what's the idea of putting the feet together? What's the difference how your feet are positioned? So we have a pasuk. The Gemara in Brachas tells us in Daf Yud that it says v'raglehem, the feet of the angels. It says regel yishara. It's a straight foot, singular. In other words, if you and I could see an angel, and if that which is angelic would become manifest in a way that the naked eye could see, that which you would see would be a straight foot. Like when you open a PDF, you see a picture. But if you look in the format that's prior to the actual PDF, you see a whole bunch of letters and forward slashes and dots and so on and so forth. That's the code for the picture. So if you have the right software, when instead of clicking on a bunch of XYZ, YYK234, it's //dot, instead you click and you see a picture. But what if you don't have those? Instead, you just see a bunch of letters and numbers. So we're not capable of, we can't even see the letters and numbers, forget about the picture. But if we would have the software, the spiritual software, to actually see an angel, so then the picture that would emerge would be a 1 foot, a creature with 1 foot. And the Rambam, we have the Beis Yosef explains, since he's going to speak to the Shekhinah, what is the idea of 1 foot? 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm here and I'm there. I'm not really committed. I'm not really devoted. The Beis Yosef explains that the concept of putting feet together or 1 foot is not a juvenile understanding of angelic creatures and beings. It's a silly way. Angels are not people with wings or people who hop around the 1 foot. It's a different kind of reality. Any more than a child in nursery could want to know what color is electricity and what shape is it? Is it square or is it round? Is it blue or is it yellow? So no, that's not what electricity is. Where a child wants to know, he said, this is a really heavy idea. He says, how much does it weigh? It's a moot conversation. It's a juvenile understanding. A heavy idea has nothing to do with physical weight. So the concept then of 1 foot means, the Beis Yosef explains, l'salek kol l'machshavos, that when a Jew davens, he has to endeavor to remove all other thoughts. Not family, not business, not problems, not good things, not where I'm going on vacation next month. Nothing else, only focused that I'm speaking to God now. Ulidmais, and to imagine ki'iluhu malach hashar, as if he's a ministering angel. So what is the Beis Yosef saying? What does it mean to imagine you're a ministering angel? To imagine you have a wings and a halo? That's ridiculous. That's Hollywood's silly, juvenile portrayal of an angel. What makes an angel different from a human being is angels are not conglomerates. Angels are single-minded, so to speak. They have one focus. So an angel of Ahava only knows how to love. That's what it is. It's an Ahava angel. It says Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish a whole day. And then you have an angel which is called a Yira, an angel of Gevura. Michal on the right, so to speak. Gavriel on the left. And Gavriel is an angel of Gevura. So he's Gevura, Gevura. Baruch, Baruch, Kved Hashem, Kremi. That's all he knows how to do. Human beings are not single dimensional. A human being is a conglomerate. Human beings have all different kinds of faculties, and that, together with a gift from Hashem, is what gives us freedom of choice. So it's very good to be human. And it's also very good sometimes to try to be a little less human, which means a human being is getting pulled in different directions. When you daven, you choose to try to elevate yourself, not permanently, but temporarily, into a higher state of focused consciousness. Where when I'm davening, that's all there is. If you go through life, it's only God. But how about taking care of your family? I never heard of them. How about making a living? No, I don't do that. Is somebody poor? No, that's his problem, not mine. That's not a way to go. I'm an angel. I just think about God all day. That's not a good idea. But when you are davening, then you have to be of a single focus. And that's the concept of 1 foot. Another idea, says the Beis Yosef, is with 1 foot, you can't leap and jump. You can hobble, you can hop, but you can't leap and jump. In other words, you're tethered to one place. And he says, this is the idea of people's minds fly around. It goes from one thing to the other thing. The heart gets pulled. People are active. You know, the mind is active. You don't stay focused. People with ADD can't focus even for 5 minutes. Even people who don't have these purported conditions, it's hard to focus for a long time. And that's what Hashem wants with the concept of prayer. And this has everything to do with facing the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when the Rambam understands of Deo B'Mikdashai, it's all a description of the essence of prayer. That's what prayer is really all about. And very interestingly, the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the concept of prayer, he says, V'chein, so too, Me'inyin HaMitzvah, part of this mitzvah, is not just saying words, it's not just articulating your feelings to God or your requests, but rather, you should focus on every mitzvah. You should have good intentions. When you put on tefillin, you're supposed to think certain thoughts. When you light Shabbat candles, a woman should have certain thoughts. Every mitzvah you should do with intention. You shouldn't do it mindlessly. But when it comes to the mitzvah of prayer, this is supposed to be done with exceptional mindfulness. Even more so. The first bracha, but nonetheless, Kavana and prayer are two peas in a pod. And this, it seems, is the concept of Mikdash. That's of Deo B'Mikdashay in the way that Rambam explains. The Sefer HaChinuch concludes his mitzvah of Taf Lamed Dalet, which is entry number 434, telling us that this mitzvah is applicable in every time and in every place. And for every gender. There are two genders, male and female. And somebody who violates this mitzvah, how do you violate this mitzvah? Va'omad yoyim v'layla. He lets a full 24 hours pass, elapse. B'lei tefila klal, without any kind of prayer, bitel asei zeh, violated this positive mitzvah, kedas ha-Rambam zal. That's the opinion of the Rambam. He then adds that somebody who has a certain pain or a difficulty or a sorrow, a misfortune and a challenge, and he doesn't call out to God, then according to the Ramban, he would violate this mitzvah. And the Sefer HaChinuch finishes off by saying some very sharp words about somebody who doesn't do this, because it's as if he denies the notion that God is ultimately engaged in her life at every moment and in every place. So we see here very, very clearly how, from the Rambam's perspective, the notion of the mitzvah is the biblical mitzvah. The fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah is we should daven every single day, not connected to the times per se or the amount of tefillot, but ultimately when we daven, as a Jew is supposed to daven, as the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law tells us, as the sages instituted, it's all part of the fulfillment of the fifth mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of davening before God each and every single day. And tomorrow we'll do a final wrap-up of the fifth mitzvah of the Torah.